Time for end of year cleanup. Are you living with more clutter than you'd like? Here is a good way to find out. Ask yourself, how much time do I spend each day looking for important bills or mail, my keys, or even my glasses? How about these last minute searches for things my kids need as they are rushing off to school? Reasons behind clutter. Sometimes clutter comes from the inability to make decisions, like what to keep and what to throw or give away. Maybe you're a saver, or just have such a busy schedule that there's little time to get organized. Many of us have cluttered lifestyles, and as a result, we may get less done. Why? A cluttered workspace or home can make you feel unmotivated and depressed. It can even hinder thinking. Ready, set, organize. Here are some easy tips to help you get started. Use common sense. Your stuff didn't build up in one day, and you can't make it go away in one day. If you take on too much at once, you may get discouraged and give up. 2. Be logical. Plan your declutter project. What room or areas need the most help? Or what part of the room? Perhaps it's your kitchen counter or your dining room table. Make a plan and try to stick to it. Number 3. Get a supply of big trash bags. One thing you don't want to do is to reclutter. That is, you don't want to just move your clutter from one area of your house to another. It's decision time, so get strict with yourself and toss things that you really don't need. 4. Give everything a home. Everything should live in a particular place. Your bills can go in a specific drawer or shelf. Your recipes should have a home too. Clothes from yesterday or last week. How about the hamper? Or the going to the cleaner's bag or bin? Put all coats, scarves, and hats in a closet. When everything belongs somewhere, it's much easier to form a new habit of putting it there. 5. Celebrate. When you accomplish some decluttering, congratulate yourself. Give yourself a reward like an hour of reading or relaxing, then back to work. Get started, even in a small way. The hardest part of decluttering is getting started. Once you make a dent, you'll find it's easier to keep going. Just think of how nice it will be to live in a more organized space. That's good motivation. This concludes the December newsletter article 3, Time for Your End of Year Cleanup.